You know, actually, we are in the race. I mean, it starts with practice. We always talk about, you know, how many pressures we can get in practice, how many tomahawks, how many times we can knock the ball out. And the day is one of those big days. It was a third down day for us, and we'll know in meetings, you know, who got to the quarterback the most. But it carries over into the game, and it is a race to the quarterback when we're out there playing.
You got any side bets going with it?
I mean, playing the NFL, you can't gamble. Anything like that. So I don't know anything about the side bets, but it's always friendly competition.
You've been so close on turnovers this year and big, and some moments that have gone against you. Do you figure at some point it's about to turn for you specifically in terms of turnovers and sacks and then change or whatever?
I think, you know, it's all about being consistent and getting pressure on the quarterback. But, you know, they say sacks come in bunches. And big plays come in bunches. So if you can just consistently, you know, get to the quarterback and make those plays, you have an opportunity where those bundles come eventually. And you just got to wait it out. But each week you got to, you know, get the job done.
You guys improved significantly defensively last week. The only thing kind of missing now are takeaways. Is that the next step for this defense?
Yeah, we've been working on takeaways all week. Tomahawking the ball, I was saying, you know, the guys that are getting to the quarterback when the running backs are running, you know, really trying to, you know, get the ball out. And that's what defenses are about. That's what the good defenses do, you know, able to get turnover, get the offense short field. So we've really been working on it, and it is that next step. We put one game together, but it's all about what have you done lately. And we have to put it together this week.
When you're coming off a game playing as well as you guys played, and the Jets are coming off a game when they played so poorly on offense, does it make you lick your chops more, or do you make you concerned, hey, we've got to make sure this is a whole different week?
You think about, what are you going into? And you're going into a hornet's nest. Guys that are very prideful, because you know if you lose a game, not like you want to lose it, and, you know, guys come in with a little bit more edge to them, wanting to prove a point of who they are and their identity of their team. So we're not taking this lightly at all. We know how good the Jets can be, and we have to look at it as one of those opponents as, you know, they're going to be a little feisty out there.
I know you're worried about their offense, but what comes to mind when you think of a Rex Ryan defense?
I play for Rob Ryan, and, you know, it's chaos, and that's how he does it. He's going to bring the heat. He's going to have an opportunity to try to get pressure on the quarterback, make him make poor decisions. And, I mean, you never know who's going to be dropping, who's rushing, and it's like one of those chaotic offenses, and I'm saying defenses at the end of the day. You don't know who's coming. But you got to sort of sift through the mist, and at the end of the day, you got to make those plays.
When you're holding all those mics, you kind of feel like breaking out a song?
Or? I really feel like breaking out a little bit, but I don't have a song right now. Maybe next week I'll do that. But, you know, it's a team sport, and, you know, we didn't have the props for the mics this week, so I decided to hold them up and still get the job done. That's what it's about.
Marcus, Coach Fox has been doing this for years where he leaves early for trips a couple times out of the way or different time zone. You guys didn't have a training camp where you go away, which you had in Dallas. So will this be a good opportunity for you to just have some team bonding time?
Yeah. When you leave Friday, I mean, usually you leave on Saturday just a day before the game, but now you have an opportunity to get some time in maybe that night, maybe go over a couple plays and maybe get out and have a little team dinner. We're going to try to do some type of defensive dinner maybe on Saturday just to make sure everybody's on the same page, everything is going right. And it's actually a great idea. Especially, you know, losing, I think, maybe, you know, 2 hours, you know, in the time zone. So you're able to sort of gain that time and use it a little bit on Friday and Saturday to build that team camaraderie.
You have to be careful not to, when you're seeing a movie or doing another event, to know what time you're going to be at and what you're going to be at.
Right. You need to make sure you have your alarm set at the end of the day, but... You know, if all the guys are there at the same time, I mean, everybody's on the same page. And you can't find the whole defense if everybody's there. So, you know, just be where you need to be at the right time.
Do you sense when you're playing non-veteran quarterbacks that you can create issues for them that you can't for a Manny, a Brady, like the four or five elite guys, to make it really difficult for them? You see what Adam was saying, processing information is really what's hard for quarterbacks. They all fit the group. So do you sense you can create trouble for guys who don't process information quickly?
You know, it's all about studying. And when you think about, you know, trying to come up with maybe different looks or different coverages, it's all about disguise. And if you can figure out how to maybe disguise a coverage, maybe, you know, a younger quarterback make a different decision than an older quarterback, because they know, they've seen a lot of it. It comes with maturity and with experience. So you got to always keep them on edge and keep the pedal to the metal when you're playing quarterbacks like that. But, you know, he's a good quarterback. I mean, he can string plays out. He can make those plays. That's what he's known for doing. And you got to be cognizant of that.